The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
My good afternoon. We're on Man in Line, open line today till 1. Well, 66 13 68. Text 166 177. WhatsApp 166 177. Email studio at manxradio.com. On Friday, it was the chairman of the National Pharmacy Association, Nick Kay. So if you've got any follow up on what Nick had to say at the weekend, interesting points he made about all sorts of things regarding overprescription, what you should do regarding your medication, and basically keeping in touch with the pharmacist. Interesting. The community pharmacy scheme is admirable, really, on the Isle of Man. The community pharmacists do a great job. Before we go any further, let me say good afternoon, Fastermy. Ahoy there to the passengers, the captain and the crew of the Exploris 1, which is currently tied up in Douglas Bay at the moment, our cruise liner, a mini cruise liner, 150-odd passengers on board. So we welcome them to the Isle of Man. Maybe they're on the horse trams, you never know. This coming Friday, David Cretney is on. Now, David, for so many years, we said David Cretney MHK, then David Cretney MLC. He's back as a Douglas City Councillor. So David Cretney will be with us. Interesting point of view regarding the situation at Laxey. A potential bid is being launched to stop Manx National Heritage's latest plans for the Laxey Wheel new entrance hub. Do you remember, this is the one that they planned and then scrapped because it looked too much like a porter cabin. Douglas North MHK, Mr. Wannenberg, wants Timbal to call for the planning application to convert the small stone structure built in 1986 to be scrapped. Mr. Wannenberg says a more sympathetic design is needed for this historic site. He said it's not Timbal's place to get involved, but he doesn't think his motion undermines the planning process. Have you seen this, by the way? I mean, obviously, we all know that Manx National Heritage is under the cosh whenever it comes to money, because they don't have enough. But Laxey Wheel is an iconic structure. It's an emblem of the Isle of Man. What do you think about this? Here's what Mr. Wannenberg had to say.
It may not be in my constituency, but of course it is on the Isle of Man, and we are all national politicians. So I have a vested interest in what we have to offer, and certainly the Laxey Wheel is possibly our greatest tourist attraction, our greatest engineering feat. And I think that whatever goes alongside it should be of equal stature.
And you just said equal stature. The wording of your motion is to have a replacement sympathetic design in mind that would be appropriate for the largest working water wheel. Do you have something?
Obviously not of a scale, but something which would reflect the quirkiness of the wheel, because it's full of curves and corners, and I think that something appropriate to that would complement it. It needn't be expensive.
So do you have a design in mind? Do you have something already in the back of your mind how it could look?
I don't, but I know that a shipping container type building would not be appropriate.
You mentioned that you are a national politician, so you have a vested interest, but do you think it's Tim Ward's place to make a ruling on planning applications?
No, I don't, but I think you have a voice, and we have a voice for a reason.
But what would you say to people who might perceive this to undermine the planning process?
Well, I wouldn't use the word undermine. I would say contribute. I would say help. I would say we are a collection of voices from the outside who should be considered.
And just lastly, have you raised your concerns directly with Manx National Heritage?
No.
John Wannenberg, MHK, talking about this. If you're a fan of Laxey Wheel, indeed, if you visit Laxey Wheel, if you take visitors to Laxey Wheel, if you've taken a member of your family to Laxey Wheel recently, I wonder what your thoughts are regarding this. And also, our tourist offering. I mentioned the fact that we have a small cruise liner. We'll have more over TT, and they'll be going to visit our tourism offerings. And Laxey Wheel is phenomenal. It's extremely impressive. If you haven't been there lately, I'd urge you to go and take a look. So when you see it from a long way away, it looks like a wheel. Get closer and closer and closer, and it just looms over you. It is a phenomenal, impressive structure. So what do you think we should do for this? Do you think it's small is beautiful, or do you think we should have something, as Mr. Wannenberg said, more fitting? Very nearly here at TT, says this correspondent, and the scaffolding is still up at the bottom of Summer Hill. It's terrible how the government's got away with this. It's an eyesore. That's 470. And Andy said, 1 week to TT and the ferry bridge looks like a disgrace. Shame on the DOI and all government employees who drive over it most days. Doesn't anybody have pride in our glorious island and its lovely traditions? Southern Andy, that is. I was in a wheelchair, says Anne, when I was pushed through security. I was asked to get out of the chair by the staff on duty, and they blocked the gate as if making me get out. They gave me a walking stick, one fit for purpose. There was no ferrule on it, and it slipped on the floor. When I asked why, I was in pain, they said it's actually easier for them. Special assistance is meant to make it easier for the passenger, not the staff, says Anne. Have you had that sort of experience at the airport? It was fairly slow, wasn't it? Because they only had one machine trundling along at the weekend. And thanks. Yes, we've. You may have heard Beth earlier on talking about these missed appointments, that there have been lots of missed. But we did an investigation to see how many missed appointments there were over the past few weeks, and exactly how it had impacted all the surgeries on the Isle of Man, and what exactly we could do about it. The no-shows cover GP appointments and those booked with practice nurses and associated services. There were, in the month of April, 773 missed appointments at Manx GP surgeries. Well, of course, there's much in the news about the shortage of GP and the difficulties faced by many people in getting to see a doctor. So if you were trying to get a GP appointment in April and you couldn't, how do you feel about the people who had appointments and just simply didn't go? The problems are clearly exacerbated by people who don't show for appointments. So that's about 129 hours were lost, assuming that every appointment lasts 10 minutes. Time that could have been taken up by perhaps you seeking medical help and advice. Well, in all fairness, not all missed appointments were simply down to people not bothering to turn up. Through the systems in surgeries do tend to send reminders. You get those texts sometimes. Some may have genuinely forgotten. Others could have waited so long that they got better without assistance and then just simply forgot to cancel. Some may have been admitted to hospital. So whatever the reasons, the figures reported to Manx Radio by GP practices around the Isle of Man are worrying, particularly at a time when the system is under strain, which palpably it is. If you try to get a doctor's appointment lately, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to take your chances at 8, 8.30 in the morning and just keep your fingers crossed or wait. The individual practices, well, they're like this. 31 no-shows at Ballasalla Medical Centre. This is for the month of April. 48 no-shows at Castletown Medical Centre. 77 no-shows at Finch Hill Health Centre. 121 at Hellwood Medical Centre. That was top of the league, by the way. 87 at Kensington Health Centre. 83 at the Laxey and Village Walk Centres. 83 at Palatine Group Practice. 71 at Peel Medical Centre. 88 at Ramsey Group Practice. 71 at the Southern Group Practice, and 13 at Snaefell Surgery in Douglas. Snaefell's figure's noticeably lower, representing just 1.5% of appointments booked. It follows a recent major review within the practice of its appointment system to make booking to see a clinician easier and ensure that people are signposted to the right person, such as a GP or a practice nurse. Snaefell's got 5,300 people on its books, so generally the higher no-show figures reflect the surgeries with larger catchment areas, but the scale of issue is, it's obvious to see. I just wonder what you would do. I've mentioned it many times. In Jersey, you pay. You want a GP appointment, you pay. That's all there is to it. And if you pay for something, you often value it a lot more than something that is free. So clearly, some of the people, and I'm not saying all, but some of those people who didn't show up didn't obviously really think that it was worth going. So what do we do? Do we look at the jersey system and perhaps say, well, if you want to go, you have to pay? And perhaps it could be that you put a deposit down and you get it back if you do show up. And if you don't show up, you don't get it back. But clearly, some people don't get the picture. Here's Vivian now. Hi, Vivian.
Hello, Andy. Can I just say a big thank you on behalf of my friends who had a car boot sale at Sulby Hall yesterday in aid of the Northern Air Ambulance? And they raised £800.
Crikey, what were they selling, Vivian?
Don't know.
£800?
Yes, for a car boot sale. They did extremely well, and they want to thank everybody. I wasn't there because I can't drive now, but they were all there, and they raised that money. It was Judy and Barbara that raised it, that organised it, and they had a raffle, they had donations, and they had paying at the door and paying for the tables. So that's where the money came from.
Fantastic. Is there another one soon?
They're hoping to have another one before Christmas.
Well, that's fantastic. £800 is admirable stuff. Well done.
It is. And for them, I'm sure it'll be highly, they'll be highly grateful for it.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Vivian.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Good to hear from you. Congratulations to everybody involved in that at Sulby. Regarding the Lexi Wheel cabin thing, could the general public not just object to the application, as all of the public has an interest in this? Thank you for that. That's 244. It's just one of those things, isn't it, that before the event and after the event. After the event, if it's not quite right and you don't like it, you'll see it after the event. And it's easier to be wise after the event. And I'm sure Manx National Heritage want to get this right. They want the right structure at Lexi Wheel so that it reflects the grandeur that is the Lexi Wheel. Obviously, they're constrained by budget. Anyway, if you want to go to manxradio.com, look on the news page, you'll see details of there's an artist's impression or a computer impression of it. What percentage of the available appointments were missed? The numbers mentioned don't really tell us, says this correspondent to 262. We didn't have the overall number of appointments. We just got the number of missed appointments. But that tots up to a lot of hours. So 793 appointments or 760-odd appointments that were missed. That could have been you. It could have been somebody you know. It could have been somebody who was in need of an appointment. There just seems to be a cavalier attitude sometimes, and it may be just a minority of people. There may be genuine reasons why people who get GP appointments don't go. But there seems to be an attitude that because you don't pay for it, well, what's the harm in it? Well, there is harm in it because other people miss their appointments, miss the opportunity of having an appointment. We already pay for GP appointments via NI. Jersey are not in the NHS reciprocal agreement. The doctors should adopt a three strikes and you're out policy for no-show, says Mark. So don't show up for three appointments and you go off the list. I just walked into Hellwood Medical Centre and requested an appointment for a doctor and have been given one for Wednesday afternoon. Great service, says Stephen. You weren't carrying a rabbit's foot, were you, Stephen? Well done. Here's David now. Hi, David.
Hi, Randy. I just wanted to really thank, a couple of things before I got the subject matter. Thank Vivian there, because she's the chairman and of the Municipal Association, which all the local authorities are going to meet tonight in Peel. So everybody's got to be careful. We're going to Peel tonight. There'll be about 80 or 90 local authority members there to have the AGM. and we'll be putting forward a new person to take over the reins for Vivian. But I just wondered, because she can't tell me off. If I did this tonight, she'd tell me off. So she's listening there. Now she'd be screaming down the phone. That's David Quirk. What's he up to? But it's just to thank her for all the help and guidance that she's given all the local authorities. We may have not got everywhere on stuff, and we're still having frustrations with the Minister for DOI, the local government amendment bill, which has gone to the Legislative Council. And I know the local authorities have all written to the Legislative Council, and to put it into committee so it can be examined, because nobody was consulted with it, Andy.
Wow.
And, you know, we're supposed to be, the Alaman is supposed to be, I used to criticise it all the time, where we can, but we can't. Not anymore. It's changed, isn't it? The same thing's coming up with Mr. Wannenberg regarding planning. Why does a politician want to interfere in something which is a local authority issue, and we have a planning independent planning committee to make a decision? And anybody around the Isle of Man can either object or say, that's lovely, it's nice, what's the problem?
Why do you think he's done it?
Well, unless he's going to move to Garth. I don't know, he might be wanting to transfer to Garth, change places from North Douglas there, but I don't know. But the biggest thing I came on about was, too, Andy, was the car park. Nobody's mentioned the car park at the airport. Now it's been halved off to Apple. I don't know what the company's called now, but you can actually drop your car there and get it vacuumed and cleaned and whatever. But they've got half the car park. But my concern is, and one of the politicians from Peel, it's not Mr. Krugel anyway, it's the lady there, is bringing up the issues where we used to favour people that reside, businesses that reside on the Isle of Man. And why not? If it was in, say, 5 or 6%, 7% of the tender quotes. And I hope she does well tomorrow, and some of the politicians get behind it and say, why are some government departments buying off Ireland? Why are they using UK suppliers to supply goods that we can get on the island?
And how much percent was it you had to be within, did you say?
I think it was 5 or 7. Somebody will come on and correct me. But I remember at the time when Eddie T was there, he was in favour of it all the time. What it did do, it's like the old ShopRite slogan, isn't it, Andy? That you spend money in a local business, and every pound you spend, you generate money back into
you
the
bet.
Economy.
It's called the multiplier, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's what we should be doing, instead of this stuff that's getting transported across all the time. There's loads of stuff coming in from there. I wish some of the Public Accounts Committee would get into the teeth of some of these government departments. I still want to know how much these signs... Well, we know how much these signs are costing, 20 miles an hour. I hope we can sell them TT. We can sell them back to the visitors coming back here. And they can take them home with them. Some of them will go back to Wales, I suppose. On it. But anyway, I just want to thank Vivian, and tonight, and then tomorrow, we should be able to let you know who the new chairman should be. And then it should be an opportunity for you, Andy, and I hope anyway, is to get the person on within a couple of weeks anyway, and say, what does the municipal do? What are they up to in the next coming year before the election?
It'll be interesting to know. Good to hear from you. Have a good time tonight.
See you. Bye.
25 past midday on Manx Radio. A note from 807 just asked the question, is the fun fair coming over for this year's TT? Get your priorities right. Yes, the fun fair is coming over, I think, from the 29th of this month until the 8th of June. So the fun fair will be over 29th of May to the 8th of June. Just a quick word about this weekend. Remember, the pre-TT gets underway on Friday, and Beach Buddies and the organisers of the pre-TT Classics and Southern 100 are doing their traditional clean-up of the Southern 100 course. It starts Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at 6 p.m. Meet at the Southern 100 headquarters, and you'll be handed equipment there. Of course, everything, you don't have to go with anything apart from yourself. Everything's given out there. It's not an event where young children are invited really to take part, as it's held on busy roads. So Beachbody's cleaning up the Belown course, the Southern 100 course, from 6 o'clock this coming Wednesday. They'd love to see you there. And Beachbody's has taken a break for the TT and won't be holding any beach or community cleanups during the fortnight, basically to reduce volunteer travelling miles on the roads at a busy time of the year. They're back in action Sunday, June the 15th. And a quick word also before I get to an important thing here. This is important anyway, because it's Praying the Keels Week this week. Keels were early Christian chapels made of earth and stone, very rarely bigger than 3 to 5 metres, and there could have been as many as 250 over the Isle of Man. This week sees a number of pilgrimages to the sites, from morning strolls to evening talks. The theme this year is Humble Servants of God in the Ministry of the Beautiful, linking with the life and work of Archibald Knox. And perhaps some of those cruise line passengers will be on a pilgrimage to the Keels. Andy, this is Andrea just telling me, for GPs and missed appointments, did you ask what each practice is doing to deal with mixed appointments? No, it was an FOI we put in just to find out how many there actually were. To be fair, if a patient was trying to call to cancel and couldn't get through, what are they supposed to do? Andrea, that's very important, because it's been mentioned many times before. Often, you can't get through. What's been put forward in the past is a central cancellation number, where you can get through and either leave a message or put an electronic message in or do something. It depends on how much they value that time, doesn't it? How much the time of the GP is worth. And with that number of hours being missed in April, obviously something is going wrong. There have always been no-shows, we know that. But with the current pinch on the public purse, and the fact that GPs' times their appointments are being squeezed, lots of people can't get them. Surely this will be an easy win. These are appointments that could have been filled by other people. The current proposal, says Jane regarding the Laxey Wheel, the current proposal is out of keeping. However, the lack of comment from either of Garth MHKs is deafening. Andrew Smith and Daphne Kane. I understand staff need toilets, as do the public, and a rest area, but these facilities could be tucked away so as not to detract from the main attraction. Also, when is Manx National Heritage going to get rid of the ugly and seemingly pointless fencing at Peel Castle, says Jane. Well, text, email, call and WhatsApp, we're coming in. I mean, we're going to have 50-odd thousand visitors over the next 3 weeks or so. So we have to be on our best behaviour, make sure everything's neat and trim and tidy and well painted. I'm sure it will be. Some people seem to think it doesn't matter, says H, if they don't turn up for appointments. 768, this is. They don't seem to realise or care that the time has been put aside for them and could have been given to somebody else. I really don't understand that selfish mentality. I'd be happy to pay a deposit. I'd be happy to pay a deposit, even though I wouldn't dream of ignoring an appointment. Perhaps the time has come for some sort of system whereby if you get a GP appointment, you're almost entering into a contract. Keep it, you don't have to pay. Don't keep it, you have to pay. What do you think? We need to take a leaf out of Jersey's book, says 490. They have a rule that everyone is responsible for keeping their own boundaries to be kept tidy and cut back. We probably have as well, but they have regular checks and will fine people for not complying. Jersey is clean, it's tidy. We could make money to pay for the inspections. Doesn't sound so complicated, really, but I bet that won't be able to happen. Jersey seems to be a lot better at things than us, including tourism. Well, they do have better weather, let's face it. It's not as nice. I mean, the island's nowhere near as big for a start, but the weather is better, I'm sorry to report. Anne, I'm not sure the figures are ever true or calculated right. I've had two appointments over a couple of years that I didn't need. So for one, went to patient access and cancelled it. The other, I sent in the number to cancel, and both were marked did not attend. Both with more than 24-hour notice, so cancellations weren't picked up. I was not amused, says Anne. I bet. Yesterday, 930 tells me, I had a doctor's appointment in Peel. I tried to cancel it, but I phoned five times. Nobody answered. Not yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday, wasn't it? But nobody answered. Thank you, 930. And it's been announced that this year is the 80th anniversary of the first Thomas the Tank Engine story, the Reverend W. Audrey's work. The concept was brought about following Reverend Audrey's visit to the Isle of Man. North Wales are having a festival to celebrate this. Why hasn't the Isle of Man grasped the nettle and had a number of tourist events using our steam trains to promote this? Is this a missed opportunity, says Steve H. in Oncombe. Anybody know, is there anything happening on the steam train for Thomas the Tank Engine for this year? They've had Thomas the Tank Engine's face stuck on the front a few times. Why don't we go back to the old system, says Daphne. We used to go to the surgery when it was open, take a number and wait. There were no appointments. We just went and we waited. Is it time to go back to that? Juan's with us now. Hi, Juan.
How are you, Andy? How was your weekend?
Very well, thank you. Have you got an appointment, by the way?
With the psychiatrist or the doctor?
Oh, well, you never know, do you?
Just a couple of little, a bit of housekeeping from last week. We're talking about the matrons. I mentioned the matrons last week.
Yeah.
And that evening I was talking to a nurse at the hospital, and basically the comment was made, still too many clipboards. So I don't know whether, still trying to apportion whether the matrons are just being repositioned as manager or managers repositioned as matrons or whatever, but still too many clipboards was the report from one of the nurses up there.
So, well, you won't miss them because they're in, I mean, they are. I hesitated to say it at the time, but it's almost blood red.
Well, wasn't red actually a uniform that was never used at one time?
Right.
It was always blue, wasn't it?
It was dark blue for a matron, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was. It was never associated with... red was always a one that you never went to, I think.
Yeah.
The other thing, there was a couple of points from last week. You mentioned about net zero being law. And I just wanted to come back on that again about statutes and acts, the tie-in with law, as basically it's a statute and an act, it can be changed. They changed the death penalty, didn't they, Andy? That was law.
Everything can be changed. I mean, Timwell can do what it wants. It's down to the politicians to enact it.
Yes, but this point keeps coming over as it's law, and it's law, and it has to be done, it's law.
Well, it's law at the moment.
Yes, and that's the point there. That's what we need to say. It's law at the moment, because people keep getting this, it's law and it can't be changed. Yes, it can be changed. Statutes can be changed, acts can be changed, and statutes and acts and maritime, and it's a very convoluted discussion on law. The last point I wanted to clean up on was the ivermectin, when Nick Kay was talking the other day about ivermectin. He said it's a very new thing. No, it's not. It was going from 1980s, invented by a couple of people back in 1980. So it's not a new thing at all. It's, 45, 50 years old. So I just wanted to pick up on that point as well. We're talking about appointments. I just can't understand, when it's so hard to get an appointment, why people are missing them. It's crazy. I mean, if you're waiting that long for an appointment and you skip it, surely just basic courtesy, you'd phone up and cancel it so someone else can have that appointment. I find it quite crazy.
Well, you would have thought. I mean, even if somebody gets an appointment for next week and makes a miraculous recovery, you'd surely think to cancel.
And it's just people's, it's just courtesy of other people's time. And I think that's lacking these days, especially when we're in the situation we're in. I mean, that's a lot of hours that's lost. Talking about charging, when I'm in Florida, and of course American healthcare is the worst in the world for price wise. Anyone who tries to get any holiday insurance will know that. I mean, America is double or treble any other place you go to. Very expensive. But I mean, I use a walk-in surgery there, and I pay $25 a year as a membership. And then my visit then is $15 a visit. And I get seen straight away. Virtually, I can go in there within half an hour, walk in within half an hour. Blood tests, everything that I need taken, all the stats, the doctor walks in, he'll prescribe and medicate you. And it's as quick as that.
And what's the quality of care like?
Well, you get what you pay for, but I mean, I have never had bad treatment from them people. I've been twice as that happens.
So is it $15, including all any materials they use, or just $15 for the time?
It's $15 for the time. So, I mean, at one time I needed an ECG, and I went straight in the other room, and they'd done an ECG, you pay for the ECG, and medicated within 30 minutes, you know, medicated, tested, done, and prescribed medication. So it kind of works on a basic, you know, basic charge. I mean, if you went to a hospital, you'd get charged an arm and a leg, don't get me wrong, but there is ways and means, and I think it's just the point you were making there, Andy, of a basic charge. You know, if people haven't got the courtesy to cancel their appointments and make space for someone else, then yeah, I think they should be charged. You know, it's just people spoil it for everyone else. That's the problem, don't they? Certain people.
Okay. All right, Joe. Good to hear from you.
Take care, Andy. See you later.
23 minutes before one. I've got an appointment with Palatine Clinic tomorrow. I've had three reminders about it from them, says Alan. I can't understand why so many people were no-show after the reminders.
The Man in Line. Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio.
Hi, Liz. I see you've had your garage converted. We're desperate for more room.
Yes. Come through and have a look. John called Manx Property Conversions. We now have an extra bedroom, but it could be another reception room, kids' playroom or office. They also did our conservatory roof last year. We were so impressed, we got them back to convert the garage.
Wow, I need that. What's their number again?
Call MPC on 450500. That's 450500. Or find them on Facebook at Manx Property Conversions.
Spectrum Windows. If your house needs a new look and your windows let in rain, keep those cold breezes out and make it look like new again. Spectrum Windows, Spectrum Windows. Quality through and through. Great work guaranteed to you. Spectrum Windows, Spectrum Windows. Spectrum Windows.
Looking for a dementia care home? Summer Hillview is a brand new purpose-built care home providing fabulous accommodation and excellent EMI nursing care with bespoke care plans and registered nurses on hand delivering round-the-clock care alongside a fully trained care team. There's a daily activity schedule for a full and active life, and the care home is fully accessible to loved ones, friends and family. For information, call 777-077. Summer Hillview, putting you at the centre of your care.
Have you been into H&H Motorcycles or been to hnhmotorcycles.im? There is everything you need, from clothing and accessories to service, repairs and tyres. Stocking the full range of RST, Race FX Enduro and motocross clothing, plus Oakley sunglasses and goggles and casual clothing. H&H are the island's Arai, Bell and AGV helmet, motor oils and quad lock distributor. Call in at South Quay Industrial Estate Douglas for a browse, coffee and a chat, or shop online with home delivery.
TT 2025 is almost here, and Manx Radio Motorsport will be on the air to bring you every moment of the action.
Davey Todd, you are a senior TT winner.
Mate, that's something special right there, isn't it?
Practice and race commentary, interviews with all the top riders, along with the latest weather and travel updates. We'll also bring you the pre-TT practice and race sessions at the Valan Circuit.
Listen at motorsport.manxradio.com. Our smart smartphone app, DAB and AM 1368.
It all starts this coming Friday at 5 o'clock with our pre-TT coverage getting underway from 6.
Manx Radio Motorsport, the best biking station in the world. Brought to you by Kawasaki Insurance.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Got a message in from Jason, just said, will Manx Radio be selling those AM 1368 radios to listen to? I don't think we're going to be selling them, but they're probably going to be available so you can wear them. But there is going to be FM radio around the course, and I think it'll also be on DAB as well. So we're all looking forward to that this Friday live from Belowne, and then, of course, all the action over TT live from the grandstand. I got a message in from Glenn, who just said, I was looking, he sent me a survey that's from Ireland, and it's really interesting. It regards cycling, and we often look to the UK on the Isle of Man, but I think it's also worth looking to the West and to see what happens in Ireland. And this is about cycling in Ireland. And I just wonder, off the top of your head, if I mentioned cycling in Ireland, would you say Ireland is a pro-cycling country or not? 80%, 8 out of 10 Irish people never or rarely ride a bike. A new survey from Redclick Shared Streets, just 13% cycle weekly in Ireland. Despite the Irish government spending €1 billion on cycling infrastructure in the past 5 years, the main reason given for not using pedal-powered transport is dangerous roads. The study found that over half of the adults in Ireland, 56% it is, wouldn't take up cycling due to safety concerns. Now, across Europe, 24% of EU citizens cycle at least once a week. 61.3% in the Netherlands, 47% in Denmark, and 42% in Finland. They're the three most pro-cycling. And bearing in mind that Finland is in... it's dark for half of the year, they're doing well. Just 13% of Irish respondents report cycling at least once a week, and only 5% cycle more than once a month. A striking 82% admit rarely or never riding a bike. The lack of safe bicycle lanes, especially in towns and cities, also appears to be a major factor. The survey found that most people cycle for leisure or exercise, 25%, and less than 10% do so to commute or cycle with children or family. Now, I only say this because active travel on the Isle of Man is being punted by the government. And if it's active travel, it's either Shanks's pony walking there, it's either cycling, or it's taking public transport. So presumably the government up its sleeve has got a plan so that we, in the future, with the net zero plan is to be adhered to, and we're to use less public, private transport, and we are to use more public transport, then cycling has to form part of this. And I don't know if you ever listen to some of the broadcasts that we do from the high schools, how many of those 16 and 17-year-olds cycle to school? I'll tell you. In the past year, going to all the high schools, it's a big, fat zero. Of 16 and 17-year-olds, nobody that we spoke to cycled to school. So what do we do for the future? What do you think the government should be doing about this? What would it take to make you get on your bike and cycle? They do it in Holland. They do it in Denmark. They do it in Finland. They don't do it in Ireland. So what do you think the government's plan should be for the future? Active travel is there, embedded in the net zero plan. Active travel. Far less private transport, far more public transport, walking and cycling. You looking forward to it? Mark's with us now. Hi, Mark.
All right, mate. How you doing, Andy?
You didn't cycle today, did you?
Andy, my days of cycling are well behind me, I'm afraid, mate. Okay. I put on far too much playing rugby. Okay. Anyway, what I was going to ask you, Andy, is, you know, when you finish your stint at Manx Radio and you go home to your mansion and you get your, you know, you put your feet up in your orangery, and do you appreciate the natural light that comes into your house?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Right. Well, thank you. You want to say then a little bit, little thank you to whoever that you don't live in a house that's whose landlord it happens to be Douglas Corporation, because we have a tree at the bottom of our garden, a massive big sycamore tree, which, let's be honest, we all know they're an invasive species. They're not relevant to the Isle of Man, so they are a pest. We had trouble a couple of years ago with natural light. We literally have to put the light on in the living room at 11 o'clock in the morning. It cuts that much out. And we've also had to get an aerial company on the island to come and move our aerial twice because the sycamore tree got interfered. So we got in touch with Douglas Corporation, and they sent their so-called arborists round. And the one we spoke to said, right, I'm not going to touch this tree because it's not doing any harm. And then when I said about the natural light, he says, you're not entitled to natural light. And when I said about the TV aerial, he turned around and he said, that's a luxury. You're not entitled to that either. He said, unless this tree's roots are undermining the house, we're not touching it.
And what did you say to him?
I just said, well, is that Douglas Council's policy? And he said, yes, it was. That unless it was undermining or potentially a risk of, you know, falling down or splitting, they were not to touch it. And the irony of ironies is that just when we had that storm, or Oywin or whatever it was called, just before Christmas or just after, the tree did split and it caused damage to the neighbours at the back of us to such an extent that you had to have half a roof replaced. But still, I just find it extraordinary that a landlord, which, let's be honest, that's what they are, would say to a tenant, you're not entitled to natural light.
So would they accept clipping it back or, you know, cutting the tree half down or something, just trimming the branches?
Well, that's what we asked them. We, my wife and me said to them, because we've asked them around two or three times now. My wife's been, she's dealt with them a couple of times. And it's like we've said, we don't want the tree cut down. We do not want it cut down.
Right.
We just want the new branches that are sprouting out trimmed. So basically about 20 foot off the top, give it like a nice little round haircut, and it would be fine. But if I go into my back garden, Andy, and I look down my road, The number of sycamore trees that are impacting on people's lives is ridiculous. And Douglas Council, they do not care. It's like one of my neighbours said, as long as you pay your rent on time, that's all that matters to them. Otherwise, they couldn't care less. But to say you're not entitled to natural light, that just means your electricity bill's going up and up and up, isn't it?
But the thing is, this thing could just keep on growing and growing and growing.
They do. Sycamores are one of the fastest growing trees ever. They can grow a good foot and a half a year. We've already, one of my neighbours has already got a local aerial company to come up and give him a price to move his aerial, and this will be the third time he's had to move it. But Douglas Corporation, their attitude is, well, it's a luxury that you don't really need.
Well, we'll find out on Friday, because David Cretton is new Douglas City Council. He's in, so we'll put that question to him regarding trees that are growing too much and why can't they cut them back?
I think you'll find if you do question him, he'll get quite angry about that, because I tackled him in a certain supermarket a few weeks ago about it, and he had the same problem where he lives, and he was basically told the same thing: it's not our problem.
Oh well, we'll find
so
out.
you will probably find he'll support whatever you say to him on Friday.
Okay.
Andy,
all right, thanks Mark.
Cheers mate, bye.
Good,
now
good to hear from you. Here's Sue with us now. Hi Sue.
Hi Andy. I just wanted to cover the you know, the healthy living scheme that the government's trying to impose on people to make them stop using their own private vehicles.
Yeah.
I have an idea that if somebody uses, say, the bus, public transport, or there may be a way that they can do this with cycling, give them the credit against their vehicle tax, the vehicle duty, so that, I mean, most people who have a car will always need a car for something. I mean, I have mine for the weekly shop. I have it to get to work. Yes, I could go to the bus to get, use the bus to go to work. But things like taking my dog out somewhere else rather than very local to my house, I put him in my car. He wouldn't go on a bus. He's too nervous. Taking my dog and my cat to the vets. Again, it's a thing that your own private vehicle comes in handy for. So if they're going to try and encourage people to use public transport and maybe to cycle to places, then they should really develop a credit system where if somebody uses the bus and they can produce proof that they've used the bus, such as the bus ticket, or if they buy one of these cards that gives them the bus routes for a week or whatever they are, why not give them a credit against the vehicle duty?
Well, it's a good idea. Something's got to happen because they've surely got to make it easier for the citizen to do this. If they want us to use public transport, it's got to be easy, Sue.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I work with people who, I mean, I work in Ramsey and I work with people who live out at Jerby. And one lady was asked to come in on a Sunday, and or it was at a bank holiday Monday, and she couldn't because there were no buses. No buses at all from Jerby through to Ramsey. And to me, that is ridiculous. I mean, the weekend bus timetables reduce quite a lot, don't they, for the island. But when you live out in the villages, then the bus routes and everything, the services aren't very good at all. So how they can expect people to use public transport when the public transport is very little, unless you live in somewhere like Douglas, then they're just singing from the wrong hymn sheet.
Well,
you know, they need to.
Sue, they can't have it both ways, can they?
No, they can't. But as I say, if they want people to use these things, then they've got to start saying, okay, well, we know that you will still want your car, so if we're going to ask you to pay even more money to make a bus journey, then we will give you something off your car road tax duty to say thank you for using that facility rather than using your own vehicle.
Okay. All right. Sue, we appreciate your call. Thanks for being with us today.
Okay. Thank you.
8 minutes before one. Well, it was their idea. They wanted us to use less private transport, more public transport, more walking, more cycling. Maybe this is the way to do it. Thank you to Stephen, who said we should bring back two-seater cycles. Not the tandems, but those two-seaters where you sit side by side. And he's not joking. It could happen. It happens in many places. Two-seater, side-by-side cycles on the Isle of Man. What do you think? Twice the power.
Construction waste today.
Tells recycle for another day.
A builder skip or two.
Tells skips will bring to you.
Need quality type 1 stone for your building or contracting job? Then contact Tells with no minimum order for collection or delivery. Call 677-137. Visit Tells Limited in Snugborough or find Tells Limited on Facebook.
Skips are what they do.
We're the guys that hire one to you.
Call Tells Skips today.
677-137.
Drive smarter. Drive more reliable. Drive a great deal at Mannin Motors. With a superb range of cars for every budget, always available. And if we don't have it, we'll source it. Plus, servicing, valeting and prestige detailing too. Mannin Motors, Richmond Hill, Douglas. Find us on Facebook or call 420-420. That's 420-420. Drive a better bargain at Mannin Motors.
Call Corkill Removals and Storage today. Loads big and small, day after day. We'll help you move, we'll help you pack. With a local or global, we've got the knack. So give us a cheer.
Yay!
Your movers are here.
They do it right.
As well as moving locally, nationally or internationally, we have storage solutions from as little as £12 per week. Call
675-495. We'll get your load delivered on time. You can be sure we'll get the job done. Click CorkillRemovals.com.
Sometimes you need to roll out an extra bed. Millichaps have a wide range of affordable and superior single and double folder beds to suit all budgets, including luxury pocket sprung options and a fabulous choice of sofa beds in a variety of styles and sizes. Perfect for home offices and spare rooms, and all in stock for speedy delivery when guests are expected. And don't forget the pillows and bedding, with plenty of choice available at Millichaps. For fold-up beds and more, visit Millichaps today.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
I just wanted to say, says WhatsApper 226, I've been on the patient access site and can get an appointment this afternoon or Friday for Halewood Court Medical Centre. Well, good for you. Despairing Derek of Mackold again. I'm surprised Mr. Wanamur complains about the stature or design of the ticket office, but like everyone else, particularly the commissioners, he seems to ignore the colossal elephant in the room, which is the enormous, rusted, corrugated old garage and forecourt on the Douglas Bend, which the coach park in Laxey overlooks, giving the tourists getting off the coaches a lovely first impression of Laxey. It's been a dilapidated ruin for decades, just like the dozens and dozens of disgraceful, dilapidated, occupied and unoccupied houses and buildings which are on every street in Laxey, Lonnon and Mackold. But Garth commissioners said they won't do anything about them until they see what Ramsay and Douglas are doing. The focus should be on doing something about these eyesores everywhere in Garth, which tourists will notice long before a wooden clad ticket office. Regarding Laxey Weald, tourism is built on heritage these days. Why not a replica Manx cottage at Laxey Weald? Apparently, it costs £15.50 to enter the Weald area. I doubt many Manx people will pay it, or are the cruise line passengers being fleeced for this? How about that? What about a replica Manx cottage at the Laxey Weald for that? Surely somebody can do that. Would that look better? I mean, you can dress a porter cabin only so far, can't you? Isle of Man government spent a lot of money on railway lines from Douglas to Peel, and I always get stuck behind them on the main road to Peel now. I have two no-shows on my record, both phone appointments. The first one was a mix-up at the surgery. I was waiting for a phone call. They had me down for a walk-in. The second, my phone went flat and I answered the call, so I rang straight back and had the appointment, still went down as a no-show. And regarding cycling, look at Beijing. Apparently there are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. Thank you. It's Katie Melua. Oh, no, it's not. It's a texter. 775. That's it. Back with an open line. Remember, David Cretney, Douglas City Councillor, this Friday. Thanks to Chris on the phones today.
WINT.